local bands, DJs, producers, and artists. This is Locals Only on Tux FM.
It is the most recent release from Desmond and the Tutus. This one is called Crazy One. Very excited on the show today. If you've been following Locals for a while, you'd know I am a huge fan of Desmond and the Tutus, or rather Desmond and the Mother Flippin' Tutus, as they should rightfully be known. And I'm very excited today. We have Shane Durrant on the line. Shane, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Thank you so much for being on the show. You are the lead singer of Desmond and the Tutus. This has been a long time big goal of Locals, or rather just me and Locals, actually. So thank you for making my day, okay? We're just going to start off with that cheese.
Oh, you are welcome.
This is how we butter the artists up. Thank you so much. But I first need to ask, and I don't mean this in a creepy way, so please don't take it that way, but we have a lot of artists that like to multitask while they're chatting to us. So are you currently doing something else while you're chatting to us?
Okay, truth be told, yeah. I mean, yesterday, I just got new glasses, right?
Yeah.
So I've never, like, worn glasses before, and then a couple of years ago, I realized, like, one of my eyes is totally blurry.
Okay.
And it's taken me about 4 years to get my act together and get glasses.
Four years?
Yesterday, I got glasses. Yes.
No,
okay,
you're lying.
Don't judge me. Yeah. I've got a lot going on, right? So, yeah, as you asked me that question, I was just looking in the mirror, deciding if I like my new glasses or not.
Why are you just deciding on the glasses? Like, how does it feel to see your own face again?
No, you see, the thing is, my one eye was, like, really, really great, and my other eye was, like, completely blurry. So my good eye was, like, carrying the weight of the bad eye. So I actually had no idea.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I actually had no idea. And the way I found out was someone was, like, teaching me how to use a camera.
Okay.
And just saying, like, look through this viewfinder and, like, and you should, and turn this thing, and you should see it, start to see it come into focus. And I was like, turning, this thing's like not coming to focus. And I realized then, like, hey, maybe there's something wrong with my one eye.
Okay.
And, yeah, so get your eyes checked, kids.
Just public announcement.
Don't be like Uncle Shane.
Oh, Uncle Shane now. Okay. Well, since you're on the Uncle vibe, I do have to say, you guys are getting really nostalgic with the social media. You guys have been doing that for a while. You guys have gone from four members to three in the past 2 years. But one of those members, Shane, is actually the one that left. Nick, he's actually in South Africa. What, this week?
Yes, yeah. He's here for like 2 weeks, and he's here to visit family, and of course he's here to visit his boys. And
so don't leave the fans hanging. Is there going to be reunion?
Yeah, that's it. So, you know, no reunion, unfortunately.
What?
But he's playing, like, he's got a new project, and he's playing a show this Saturday at Capel Craft. So
are the Desmond and the Tutus fans going to go join him?
Yeah, I hope to come through and see him if the stars align. unfortunately, we weren't able to organize a reunion show with the original lineup.
Oh, well, we can only hope for next time. But in the meantime, we are focusing on your latest music. You guys are going to be playing at Lush between the 18th and 20th of April. What day are you guys playing?
I think we're playing Friday.
Okay.
We're playing Friday, yeah.
Okay, and you guys are going to be playing your latest release. It's called Crazy One.
Yeah.
You guys actually forgot to release this. How does a band forget to release a tune?
Yeah, it's like when we recorded this, our previous song that we released, like, kind of end of last year, called Freak Them Out.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded that and this one, like, at the same time, and then we released Freak Them Out, and then we're like, the back of our minds, we're like, oh, we mustn't forget to put Crazy One. We're like waiting for the right time. And then like a month went past and another month and another month. And then like, it kind of just slipped our minds. And then, one evening after a show, I was like, guys, we're going to make a music video for Crazy One tonight.
Yes.
Seen the music video, like,
yes.
We basically just shot it on one of our phones as we're like waiting in the drive through at a McDonald's at like 3 o'clock in the morning, which, you, as you know, as everybody knows, is one of these things that just happens. You
okay.
know, McDonald's 3 a.m.
Yes.
And so we just decided to shoot it. We shot it like in two takes, and then like I went home and edited it, and then 2 weeks later we released it. So Yeah, I mean, our new vibe with music videos, like, we used to put a ton of effort in and
spend,
like, a bunch of money on it and stuff, and we had so much fun making, like, crazy music videos, but, like, we kind of decided on, like, a change of pace, which is, like, to do them super quick, do them ourselves, like, and so these last two we've just done, like, on a cell phone while driving in the car, and they've both got kind of like a similar vibe in their videos.
Noticed.
But they also like, yeah, just like we're loving like how low-key it is and like how quick and easy it is and like easy it is to put them out. So I'm hoping like the fans are digging this new vibe of us.
We are digging it though. I mean, you guys were actually quoted saying the new vibe is to, but you know what, Desmond, and I have to say this, I'm a big fan of you guys. But obviously because of, you know, the humor that is, you know, Desmond, we never know if you're being serious or not sometimes. And you guys came out and said the new vibe is to film on a phone in less than an hour. So are you going to take this seriously for the next few songs? Or was it like, no, guys, we'll just see if it happens, it happens.
Yeah, it's like, you know what, like with our band, since day one, like one thing we've always embraced is this... is the minimal effort approach, and we've sort of, you know, we've like in the past written songs like super quick, and but the one thing we've like spent a lot of time on is music videos, because they take a lot of time. Kind of traditionally, they take a lot of time to make, and a lot of people have to be involved. And like we just kind of decided to embrace the minimal effort idea for videos, and we're gonna ride it out. Let's see how many of these things we can crank out.
Can I make a suggestion here? Then, since you guys are actually just filming everything in, you know, 1 hour, let's get like advice from the fans and say, what do you want to see us film? And we'll do it ourselves.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But then that's what you do, and you take any suggestions. But then you have to do it on social media so we can see the suggestions to make sure you're not just picking the easy ones, okay?
Okay, cool. Challenge accepted.
Please do, and then you can come to Tax FM and we'll celebrate, okay?
No, but we have to take the easy ones. Remember, the whole point of this is to do the easiest stuff possible.
But you can...
So we'll take a bunch of suggestions, and whichever one sounds like the least effort, then that's the one we'll do.
I'm just saying, bungee jumping takes 30 seconds flat, if it goes well.
Oh, wow. Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Yes.
Like, the absolute... But then we'll have to write it... We'll have to write a 30-second song. So
okay, we'll do it. Well, we'll be keeping tabs here at Local. also, actually, before I forget, completely, we're just going to jump onto something that's not song-related. Did you guys know that Desmond and the Tutors not only has a Wikipedia page, but that it's in Afrikaans?
Yeah, that's so weird. I'm like, in the past, I've thought to myself, like, I wonder if someone's made a Wikipedia page for us, and
yes,
the only one I can find is, like, this random one...
It's Afrikaans.
Some like, kid must have made a few years ago in Afrikaans. I think it's kind of cool, you know?
It really like, is.
Like, in the part, we've gone overseas, and people have, like, asked us, like, trying to find out about you guys, but you don't have a Wikipedia page. And I've heard us say, like, actually, we do.
But no one can read it.
You'll never know what it says.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Like, wow. I like that it's, like, we're kind of this mysterious band without a Wikipedia page. You know?
But that is your style, though. I mean, did you guys think when starting, I mean, there's pictures from you guys from, like, 2004. Did you ever imagine this huge thing that is Desmond and the Tutus today?
Yeah, you know, it's, like, a weird thing to think about because... For us, even though, like, time has gone, like, super quickly, but for us, we've just, like, been out there, like, doing our thing, and, yeah, it's kind of crazy to, like, look up every now and then and go, like, and kind of take a step back and go, this is actually pretty crazy what we've done, and, like, that, so that's not lost on us, but, yeah, we've just had, like, an awesome time doing it. And, yeah, I got to say, like, back then, when you look at, like, these old photos of us, like, one thing that's definitely not happening there is, like, us, like, planning to be a band for 15 years.
Yeah. Just like the, what did you say? The minimal approach to things.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, I remember back then, like, when we started out, and you might be too young for this, but there was, like, a famous... venue called Nile Crocodile.
Okay.
And like we played a show at Nile Crocodile, and we were opening for like a really well-known band at the time, like from the kind of, I won't say who it was, but it was like the previous generation of like big rock bands in South Africa, and we were playing with them. And like they, at that point, they'd been going for like quite a while. And I remember us like sitting there going, and they'd been going for like 8 years or something.
Yeah.
So I remember just like we're sitting there going like, geez, these guys have been a band for 8 years. That is crazy. Like, and we're like joking around, like, guys, if we're still doing this in 8 years' time, someone shoot me in the face. All this stuff. And like, here we are. Like, we've been going like almost double that. And like,
it's insane.
It doesn't feel like it's been a hack, you know? We've just been like really enjoying it. And it's been like super rewarding to see people get into our like stupid songs. And like, yeah, I just don't see us like calling it quits anytime soon, because just we really like, really enjoy what we do, and it's not lost on us like how lucky we are that we have this experience with people. We tour around the country and sometimes to other countries, and
yeah,
we meet people that love our music, and you know, it's not lost on us that that is really awesome.
No, flip, man, that's cool to hear. One of the things actually, when we knew we were going to chat to you today, we were chatting to people about Desmond the Tutus, and one of the things that stood out was your Halloween outfit vibe. I know it's a long way away, October's far, and one of the volunteers at Tuxedo really asked me to let you guys know this, because obviously this is something you're famous for. This year, they said, you know, why don't you guys consider going as the Kardashians to Halloween?
Oh, wow. That is great.
So just keep it in the back pocket.
That is great. I mean, like, yeah, it's funny you should bring up the Halloween costumes, because that is like one of the other exceptions to the minimal effort rule, because they, like, we always just like go super extra on Halloween.
Yeah.
And we love it. Yeah, it's just always been so much fun to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're excited for that. So that's going to happen very soon.
Great suggestion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So, before we,
and maybe we could, maybe we should even consider getting like real plastic surgery for this one.
Just
as extra as possible.
I mean, that's not exactly minimal, but if you want to, I wouldn't say no. I'd go to that gig. You can act. Yeah, I can see there's a throw forward. Come to this gig and find out which one of us got a, you know, boob job. Like, I can see it. Doug would probably do it. I feel like Doug's the one in the group that would do it.
Doug is the most committed to a joke out of all of them. So you could definitely see him following through on something like that.
Oh, gosh. You guys are going to be playing at Lush in April. Very excited for that. Going to check you guys out. Do you guys get tired of festivals? What do you do at a festival these days? Do you just play and leave? You know, when was the last time you actually enjoyed a festival?
Usually, like, when we arrive at a festival, we're not, like, super prepared, because we don't, like, we can't, like, fly in with our own tents and stuff like that. So it's, like, we're not always staying at the festival. So we'll, like, we'll come in maybe, like, 2 or 3 hours before the show and then chill and, like, take a walk around and try to get in the vibe a little bit. Then we'll play the show. And then, like, we kind of try to hang out for as long as possible and, like, cruise around the festival and have some drinks and, like, meet people. It's been a while since we like actually camped at a festival or something. But we hardly ever really prepared for this stuff.
Mm.
But it's just really cool to come and cruise around and get something to eat and drinks and meet people and. Yeah.
Well, next challenge then, next video, maybe actually stay a whole weekend at a festival and see what footage you can get.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Okay. We're challenging you a lot here today on Locals. I didn't expect this. I'm sorry. It sounds like a very forceful, abrasive chat today. I'm really sorry about that.
No, I think that's a solid idea, but we need to like shoot it, and we could stay the whole weekend, but we need to shoot the video in like 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, there's a lot you can do in 30 minutes at a music festival. So,
agreed, yeah.
Deal. Game on. Shane, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's such a pleasure to have a member of Desmond. Please know that Desmond and Tutus is always welcome to come on Locals Only. Since you guys are local legends, we want you guys to come in studio at some point, maybe play a gig live. Just saying, just putting it out there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for having me. It's been fun chatting.
Please, man. And Joy at Joy Lush, Noah's Cheese Farm, 18th, 20th April. Shane, have a good one and enjoy the seeing once again, being able to see in both eyes again. We're happy for you. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Cheers. Hey. Bye.
Cheers.
Local
yeah,
bands, DJs, producers, and artists. This is Locals Only on Tux FM.